Wealth wound number six, financial complacency. Hey, if you want to make sure that you absolutely fail in life, the quickest and easiest way is to begin to rest on your laurels. That is to get so comfortable that you stop paying attention. You stop doing the things that are necessary that create success. It happens with your physical body, where you start to take it for granted, you don't exercise anymore, and whammo, you pay the price. It happens in relationships. You go, well, the person knows I love them, and you stop expressing it, and all of a sudden the relationship begins to deteriorate. There is a law of life that we must never forget if we want lifelong success, and that is whatever you fail to use, you lose. Remember the Bible story of the talents? Remember the great merchant? One day he knew he was going to go on a trip and be gone for quite some time, and he wanted to make sure that his money, his talents, which was a measure of silver in those days, was going to be invested effectively, that in fact he would prosper even while he was gone. A very wealthy and bright man. He decided to entrust his talents into his three servants. And he brought the first servant and he explained that he'd be leaving. And then he said, I'm going to give you five talents. Please take care of them while I'm gone. The second servant he brought in, he said, I'm going to give you two of my talents. I'll be leaving. Please take good care of them. And I'll be checking in with you when I come back to see how you've done. And again, he did the same thing with the third servant, giving him only one talent. When he finally returned, he called each of the servants in one by one to see how they'd done with his talents. The first servant came in and said, Sir, I took the five talents you gave me, and I traded them, and I used them, and I invested them, and they have multiplied. I now have for you, sir, 10 talents. And the master said, Well done. That's excellent. He brought in the second servant. He said, What happened with you? The gentleman said, Well, you gave me 2 talents. You know, it's kind of scary out there a little bit. You know, I went out there, some people tried to steal one of the talents. It was kind of tough. But I hung in there, I pushed real hard, I made some wise investments, and sure enough, I've doubled the talents. They've gone from 2 to 4. And the master said, Well done, that's excellent. The third servant was called in, the man who was given 1 talent. He came in and the master asked him, What did you do with the 1 talent I gave you? He said, Sir, well, you only gave me 1 talent. So I couldn't afford to take any chances, so I thought I'd protect the talent by taking it and wrapping it in a napkin, and then I buried it. That way nobody could steal it. The master turned to the servant and said, You, sir, are a wicked and slothful servant, which I guess means he was kind of upset with him. And the bottom line, he said, Take that talent from this man and give it to the man who has 10. Now you might say, Well, that's not very fair. Hey, nobody said life was fair. But in reality, those who do well with what they've got will be given more. And that's the first lesson to get from the story. I think the second lesson is, lots of people, when I talk to them about wealth wounds, why they don't have money and how they can turn it around, the first thing they tell me is, I don't have enough to do this. I don't have enough to invest. Listen, you don't have enough not to invest. You must find a way. Otherwise, you will never have what you want. Bearing what you have will not give you more. It will cause life to take away what little you do have. So the message is, right from the Bible itself, if you don't use what's given to you, you're going to lose it, period. You've got to make sure that once you start to succeed with your wealth, that you don't sit down on it. Because see, if you don't actively try to build more, you're not adding more value to other people. The only way to multiply your wealth is to invest your money, which creates more opportunity, more possibility for others around you. Otherwise, what you're doing is hoarding, and it will be taken from you. Make sure you don't get so comfortable that you stop focusing. Financial wealth comes from consistent focus on how to continually create, maintain, and build your financial foundation. So we've talked about 6 very powerful wealth wounds, things that drain our capability financially and cause us to erode the foundation of unlimited financial possibility and freedom. What's the 7th one? Well, let's imagine that you've handled the first 6 and you've really done well and you've built something up. And now you finally have got something here. You've really built some wealth. You've got a major foundation here. You've got some freedom. And then one day something happens you never anticipated. Something happens you never thought would happen in a million years. You have what we call a minor disappointment, like losing 50% of your wealth overnight. Or like being in the stock market one October day and seeing all that you've worked for dwindle down in a matter of hours. How does this relate to wealth wound number 7? Well, number 7 is what kills most people even after they begin to really succeed. It's the final kicker that if you can master this wound, if you can patch this wound up and heal it, you can remove all the scars from your financial body and actually get to experience what it feels like to move in the world we call wealth, abundance, an unlimited sense of possibility in your ability to create opportunity for yourself and the people you care about, the opportunity to have influence in your lifetime. If you can heal number 7, you get all of that. If you don't, all of a sudden, everything you work for drops out. And wealth rule number 7, I'm sure you've figured out by now, is allowing financial crisis to turn into financial ruin. In other words, I don't care who you are, how bright you are, how successful you are, how hard you work at being brilliant financially, I can guarantee you one thing. You're going to have some major learning experiences. Remember earlier when we said that success is the result of good judgment? The good judgment is the result of experience, and that experience, unfortunately, is often the result of bad judgment. I can guarantee in your lifetime, there are going to be places where you have bad judgment. The best financial managers have bad judgment. There are things you cannot control. If when those crises occur, no matter how bad they may seem, you allow that to become the completion of your financial picture. You say, why even try? Or here, I did all this and this is what I got rewarded. Or gosh, I can never invest again because I tried this thing one time and I lost all my money. If that happens, you have the ultimate wealth wound. In fact, you have a dagger that will murder your financial future. The bottom line, that may sound harsh, but it is real. This is the one that kills most people. They go, well, I tried this one thing one time, so gosh, I can't do that again. Or I tried this thing and I gave it all and this is what happened, so I better not do anything again. And you know what? That's called death rattle. It'll never happen. They'll never have what they want financially. You've got to be like a rubber ball and bounce back up and learn from what happened there and reinvest wherever you are. Remember the key belief system I shared with you earlier. The past does not equal the future. If you believe it does, it will control your financial future. You must get up and take another cut at the ball. Hey, Babe Ruth struck out more times than anybody in baseball history, but he also got more home runs. You got to be willing to get up there again. If you focus on the failure, you'll never have what you want. You must take financial crisis and learn to transform it into financial opportunity. Through the new distinctions you have, you'll be able to accomplish much more, but you do have to have a little thing called faith. And I know that doesn't sound like a financial term, but the bottom line is without it, you'll never make an investment in your life and you've got the ultimate wound. Every religious book on the planet talks about the power of faith, with the faith of a mustard seed, what you can do. I'm not talking about blind faith. I'm talking about learning from situations and then taking new action in a direction that makes sense. You must heal the 7th wound in order to ensure your future and create ultimate financial freedom. It's within your grasp. So what I've offered you today in this tape is a very clear look at the reasons for financial failure. What I want you to do now is to handle these things in advance. The time to handle a problem is before it ever comes up. And so what I want you to do as your exercise for today is to condition yourself for wealth. How? By understanding the 7 fundamentals that make the difference between financial success or ruin. You now know them. Let's begin to implement them.